Her husband was killed in Syria, came through Turkey and were placed in a refugee camp. She was promised by traffickers that they would bring the family. They separated them and she arrived here and had discovered that they'd left her four children aged 10 to 15 in Bulgaria. So I was able to contact colleagues through the churches in Bulgaria, and we were able to locate the children and go and get them some help. They were unsure, they didn't really know who we were, they didn't know whether we were traffickers, but they trusted us enough to get into the car with us. And we drove 6 hours across the country to my friend's house, and that's where they're now living.
Would you have brought them to the UK? That obviously wasn't possible.
We couldn't bring them in illegally. There is no legal means of getting the children here. What we're trying to do is work to get permission for mum to stay here and for the children to join her. But unfortunately, this country have taken only 50 refugees from Syria. We are the country that's taken the fewest. Germany have taken the highest number. Bulgaria have taken many thousands of refugees, but they have no support system for them. So once you're there, you're completely on your own. No access to housing, education, healthcare or anything. So people naturally try to get to a country where they can survive legally, without having to resort to illegal means just to feed the children.